lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.
Welcome back. Second hour of the Stephanie Trussell Show, 312-591-8900. Hey, did you know that one of the leading conservative podcasters has come to WLS AM? Ben Shapiro breaks down the news of the day. His analysis may be brutal, but it's always fair. The Ben Shapiro Show is weeknights at 9 o'clock, right after the Mark Levin Show, right here on WLS AM 890. And it's so refreshing, again, that we've made some changes here. I say we, the big brass here at WLS. And so if you're like me, you're driving around and you're just an addict. You want to go from one great show to another. And it is so nice that after Mark Levin, you can hear Ben Shapiro. And if you've missed Mark Levin, and I tell you, it's nothing like catching up at the end of the week. His app is phenomenal. It's free. And when I just want to kind of binge listen, I was at the Walmart last night. I put on his app and I listened to at least the first hour of every show. Not the whole time I was at Walmart. I wasn't there that long, but that's when I started. It's kind of my Friday night crunch. And if whatever I missed during the week, I can go ahead and listen to him. And he is just amazing. And I just love his show on Sunday nights now, which is great. It gives you something to look forward to on Sunday, Mark Levin's show on Fox. And I love the fact that he's telling Fox, you guys aren't promoting me enough. And again, I said I don't watch Fox, right? And you guys are catching me in a lie. But for Mark Levin, I record it and I will watch him. But I can't. I've said that for years. I don't watch it for lots of reasons because I don't agree with a lot of what they say. And the fact that the first thing people say to me is that, oh, you heard that on Fox, because I can't think for myself. Well, I got to talk about Chicago. Isn't it awesome? I love my city. I truly do. Especially on a day like today when I was walking a little bit on Michigan Avenue. I'll tell you a little bit about why I was on Michigan Avenue shopping, because I had a not so great experience in Naperville and I needed something really bad. So I decided to go to the one on Michigan Avenue. I'll talk about that in the last segment. But it's just nothing that's better when you're in a place in a climate where it gets really cold. And then when you get to shed some of your coats, everybody's walking around with a little bit of extra lift and people are running and having fun. But the city of Chicago is a great place to visit. It's a great place to work in a lot of instances. But when I think about a place to live and the quality of life for the average person, not so much. So next year, the city of Chicago will re-elect Rahm Emanuel for a third term. Third term, I can say it. And you're probably thinking, what do you mean? There's other people. I've said it before. Rahm Emanuel has enough power and enough money to be mayor as long as he so chooses to be mayor. Just like King Daley. If King Daley hadn't decided that he was done with this, he'd still be mayor. He'd still be king. It's just that simple. And that's just how politics works. Now, because I spend so much time listening to the left, trying to figure out how they keep those people herded on that donkey plantation, I understand. And I'm listening and I'm paying attention. And so we've got so many people in this race now. This is the crowd. The corral is just crowded with so many people wanting to be mayor of Chicago. And hey, that's good. Remember, the Republicans had, 17 people? And the Democrats had three really old guys? So that's okay. The more the merrier in so many instances. Okay, it gives us more of a selection. But all I hear from Jesse Jackson and the Democrats and all those other ones that we need to elect more blacks. We got to get more people that look like us, more African Americans. Oh, I hate when that phrase so much. African Americans. Okay, fine. So now we have four candidates of color, four black folks, four black people running for mayor. And suddenly, oh, no, wait. We're going to split the black vote. That's what you hear, air quotes. Split the black vote. That's a bad thing. And I keep thinking, I know as a former resident of the Donkey Plantation, the Democrat Donkey Plantation, So I can't speak to people that are currently voting that way, that are currently existing on the plantation. Does it upset you when they just say the black vote? Because we're just a block. We're just, that's it. That's all black people vote the same. Oh, they're going to split it. They don't know what to do because we're just voting for skin tone. And we just see some black person. And, oh, okay, I'm going to vote for him. Or I'm going to vote for her because it's a black person. They look like me. So I keep thinking, wait a minute, split the black vote. I'm splitting the black vote. I split the black vote because I don't vote with the Donkey Plantation block anymore. And there's more people like Wayne Dupree, who I had open my show, and all the other black conservatives that I love and I support, and we're out there fighting the fight and taking the message to our people that there's freedom. Grab my hand. I will get you off that plantation. Trust me. Don't listen to what they're saying. So here we have Troy LaRaviere, a former building principal in Chicago Public Schools. He's a black guy. I don't know, out of this pick, I've got some favorites. But Willie Wilson, who has run, he's a successful entrepreneur in Chicago. He's run for president. He's run for mayor before, I believe. Check him out, Willie Wilson. I hope to get him on my show sometime soon. I had him on my show back when I lived in Phoenix, and so I didn't get a chance to meet him because most of my guests obviously couldn't come into my closet to be on my show. I would talk to him over the phone. Okay, this week, though, two of my favorites. I don't know. It's a tie. Okay, so Jamal Green, I believe he's 22, and I have a 22-year-old, so I may be prejudiced against 22-year-olds because he's driving me crazy a little bit now. But a 22-year-old activist and connected with Black Lives Matter, and I'm just going to say it, when a white person of power, let's say they're an authority, let's say they're a police officer, and they're involved in a shooting. Let's say a white police officer in Chicago happens to shoot a black person. There's the formula that they follow. So we have to have the mom, and then we have an activist, and then we have a Jewish lawyer. So I've seen Jamal standing next to the mom crying that he's an activist, he's Black Lives Matter. And I'm not, hey, he and I interact on social media, and I share his stuff sometimes because I'm paying attention. And he's what I call the baby activist. And I'm not dismissing that because he's young. Okay, so he was at an event to honor our first black mayor, Harold Washington. And he was at this university, and that's what his purpose was, to talk about Harold Washington and his legacy. And at that point, he decided to announce that he's running for mayor. They cut his mic because that's not what they agreed to. They didn't want you to use this platform to announce that you're running for mayor. Okay, fine. My favorite. I confess, it is Dorothy Brown. She's currently under federal investigation, which kind of makes her a shoo-in. I just love it. You have to Google this woman. You have to, oh my goodness, just read what she's been up to and who she is and what she is. And some people think that the reason that she decided to run for mayor is to split the black vote. Because, you know, we're just sheep. We all vote. We're going to vote for the Duncan Plantation. No matter what happens, this is where we're going to go. We got to confuse them. We put a lot of black people in there. They don't know who to vote for, i.e. splitting the black vote, making Mayor Emanuel, giving him his third term. Because as black Democrats say, and activists and organizers and all the other words that they use, community leaders, you cannot get elected in the city without the black vote. So let's split it. And then they get all scattered because we're not voting on character or records. And so it's, you know, I've been talking about Dorothy Tillman. I get up on Saturday morning and I listen to her show, and she and I agree on a lot of things. But today she was saying that it's not fair to say you shouldn't vote for Dorothy Brown, or you should kind of look at her with a side eye because she's under federal investigation. She said former Mayor Daley was under investigation and we still voted for him. Well, can we stop voting for people that are under federal investigation? And how long does this investigation take? I mean, did she do it or not? And then there's some current stuff that happened with her where apparently if you want to get a job in her office, it's going to cost you about $10,000. That's the going rate. But can we hold her accountable for that? That's just kind of the Chicago way. Oh, my goodness. So we've got Paul Vallis. I don't want to leave out the white people that are running, too. We've got Paul Vallis, former head of Chicago Public Schools, and he's kind of bounced around the country heading other school districts that need his assistance. And I hold my comment about him. Gary McCarthy, who was the former police chief or commander, I forgot what they call him, here in Chicago. And he was around. He served under Rahm Emanuel. And then when that videotape of the young man being shot 16 times, when somebody had to take a fall for that, you know, heads will roll. And so his head was one of the ones that rolled. So he's running against his old boss, kind of has an axe to grind. I don't blame him. And so this is very interesting race. And we can sit back, grab a popcorn. It's all Kabuki Theater because Rahm Emanuel repeat after me. Jesse Jackson makes everybody repeat after him on his Saturday morning, his forum. It just cracks me up. And he's so repeat after me. Rahm Emanuel will, yes, he will win a third term. This is all Kabuki Theater. Who knows? And it's just the young activist. And I applaud anybody that's paying attention. He's 22. And yes, he's a Democrat. That's awesome. But on his page, or people were tagging him, he's the youngest person ever to run for mayor. He's making history. Making history? Okay, winning would be making history. And then we've got Toni Preckwinkle, who is the president of Cook County Board, and she became the head of the Democratic Party in Illinois, becoming the first woman, the first African-American, making history. Give me a break. Make history with your record and what you actually do, and not because of your DNA or your skin tone. This is just, it's just sad. But again, I still love Chicago. It is so interesting. My mother says I say it wrong. Anyway, I can imagine doing this job in some little small town, and I don't have people like this to talk about. I guess I talk about, I don't know, the crops report or something. But this is so amazing, so entertaining to watch these people. I'm running for mayor. And there's another activist, I won't say his name, because on his page, he actually has buttons and mugs and sweaters and cozies and everything with him saying he's running for mayor. When I said to him on social media, aren't you running for mayor? What are you talking about? I'm not running for office. I'm like, but you've got it on your page. This is all crazy. But that's Chicago politics, and that's why I love it. Let's go to Tom. Tom in Forest Park, thank you for calling the Stephanie Trussell Show.
How are you doing, Stephanie?
Well, I can't complain. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I tell you, I really enjoyed the entertainment primary night, listening to you getting bomb-blasted by the locals there. It was kind of interesting.
What do you mean, what locals? You mean when
You know, Cameron, for one, that guy... I mean, he wouldn't let you answer a question, and I love how he faked you out several different times. Like, are we going to go to you? Hold that thought.
Well, you know, I was so happy to be here and have my voice heard as a conservative here at WLS. I'm a Don Wade conservative. If anybody knows and has been listening to the station for a while, you know what that means. And so it was such a privilege. It was fun. I had such a good time. I hope that they invite me again for the midterm elections. But this was nothing. I'm so used to this. This is like Thanksgiving at my family. I'm accustomed being surrounded by people that think I'm completely crazy. But you're out there in Forest Park, one of my favorite places when I was.
And it's for the record, too, now. Perkwinkle is Cook County president. You don't want to kick Madigan out of his statewide position.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's right. That's right. So, exactly. So, this is all, again, this is just... It's just sad. They're not talking about substances. They're not talking about what Ted Dabrowski just talked about from Wire Points and how regular, hardworking people, and because people invest in their homes thinking this is going to be my retirement. I'll be able to sell it and I can move or I can stay here or it'll be paid off or whatever. And what's happening to the regular people? And this is why people are fleeing, and not just rich people are fleeing Illinois. Anybody that can scrape together a couple bucks and can get out of here. As he said, he met a young man whose family has already left for Mississippi, and they're hoping to get $35,000 for their home. It's just really sad. But how's life out there in Forest Park? You guys don't have those kind of issues. You're a sanctuary.
No. We hold property value pretty well here. Taxes are quite interesting. But again, it's all about location, location.
Yes, stuff. It is. And it's a great place. And you're one of the first villages, thank you, Tom, that went sanctuary. I remember interacting with a bunch of people at a protest, and they were all out there so excited about making it a sanctuary. And then I went over and engaged with them. And a lot of them, you know, looked at me and walked away backwards because they wanted to keep an eye on this crazy black Republican challenging their values. 312-591-8900. Let's talk Cory Booker when we come back from the great senator from the state of New Jersey. Oh, my goodness. Back right after this.
When Hillary Clinton was told on election night that she was going to lose, she shrieked, "They were never going to let me be president." Monday on The Chris Plant Show.
WLS AM 890.
You said in a speech that mourning in America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle, those are your words, is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership, you do not believe that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case. We have married gay couples at the CIA, you should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
You believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Because it's what you said here,
Senator,
one of your speeches. Yes or no, do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
So I will conclude by saying,
if I'm confirmed,
I will conclude by saying, sir, you're going to be Secretary of State of the United States at a time that we have an increase in hate speech and hate actions against Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Hate acts are on the increase in our nation. You're going to be representing this country and their values abroad in nations where gay individuals are under untold persecution, untold violence. Your views do matter. You're going to be dealing with Muslim states and on Muslim issues. And I do not necessarily concur that you are performing the values of our nation when you can't even, when you believe that there are people in our country that are perverse, and where you think that you create different categories of Americans and their obligations when it comes to condemning of violence. So I'll have another round, but thank you.
Okay, I'm not going to be nice. I confess that I'm a mean girl by nature. God's still working on me. Is that what people say when they don't want to work hard to get rid of some of their bad qualities? I'm Stephanie Trussell, 312-591-8900. That brainstem, that genius. Yes, we pay this man's salary. And they must be so proud out there in New Jersey. Cory Booker. So here he is, Mike Pompeo, former head of the CIA. The CIA, we've seen, if you don't know what the CIA does, we've watched enough movies and what they do and what they're dealing with and behind the scenes things we know about, things we don't want to know about and we should know about and vice versa. So he's trying to be Secretary of State. So he has to go through this gauntlet of these senators that want their 15 minutes to try to be famous. And this is the part where I'm going to be mean. So here he is. You watch the clip, go to YouTube. And Corey's taking his readers on and off constantly because he has to read the what's in front of him, and then he wants to give him a stern look in the eye. So he's back and forth, up and down, back. And it looks like Nancy Pelosi's glasses. That's all I'm saying. They do sell men's readers for men's. Okay, Corey? I tweeted that to him. I did ask him, did he get them from Nancy? I'm a woman. I'll be 53 soon. And so, of course, our eyes go. And I remember coming back from Arizona, and I had lunch with a dear friend who's exactly my age. And we went to grab the menu, and she said, pull out your readers. I said, I don't wear readers. Years ago, my eye doctor suggested that you do one weak contact, one strong contact, and therefore I'm not lugging around readers. And so that's my advice to Corey. But let's get back to him. So Secretary of State, he wants to know what you feel about gay sex. Is it preferred? What? Saturday Night Live line, Jane, you ignorant slut, when you just turn to him and say, what kind of question is that? He just wants to talk about hate and inclusion. And so here we are, 8 years of Obama, who decided that even though he was against gay marriage and now it's so cool. And again, remember, liberals don't want you to accept their lifestyles, their agenda. You have to embrace it. You have to cover yourself in it. You have to be the grand marshal of the gay pride parade and with the gold bikinis on and a rainbow wig and happy and say, not only do I accept you and expect you can live here and coexist with me, no, I got to love you and I got to be you. So what about Obama? And the fact that he went to Africa and held back funding because he wants to advance the gay agenda in a country where AIDS is killing people. Corey, go somewhere. Bye-bye. How can anybody be a Democrat? I'm so happy that I fled the donkey plantation and I am not going back. Mark Weiermiller will give his report after the news. Back right after this.
On the road to Springfield, we've got our pedal to the metal. Pit stops for updates happen at the top and bottom of the hour. WLS AM 890, Chicago's election headquarters.
Welcome back. It is time for the Mark Weiermiller Men on the Street Report. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, Stephanie Trussell. I'm out in Chicago. I'm your man on the street today.
Awesome. And you're playing volleyball, huh?
Yeah, I'm out with the Chicago Land Masters. This is players 50 and older. So So we're having a tournament today. We just finished in the semifinals, so we're out. So I'm available to be on the radio here. But there's a lot going on. And let me tell you, I was wearing my WLS Stephanie Trussell T-shirt today.
Oh my God.
And this guy came up to me. It was actually Jay and Bobby. And they're listening right now on the radio. And
hello,
said,
Jay and Bobby.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he said, oh, yeah, that's that black chick. She's
that,
real good.
That crazy woman. Uh-huh.
No, that's she said she's real good.
That black chick. I don't know if should I be offended.
Yeah,
no, I'm teasing.
Well, if
they've ever heard of me, that's a miracle. So, you know, hello to them. And yes, it's, and I hope they tune in and I hope they listen and tell a friend.
So, yeah, well, there's a lot going on. In fact, a big thing coming up, and I just put it on your page, May 1st, Cory Booker, your friend Cory Booker, is going to be at the University of Chicago.
Okay.
And we're going to go see him and see what he has to say.
I'm busy May 1st. No, I'm teasing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
So he's running for president, and the University of Chicago is having everybody and their brother who's interested in running. Earlier in the week, I saw John Hickenlooper. What kind of name? Hickenlooper. He's the governor of Colorado, and he spoke. And I guess he's going to run
spoke?
For president,
I'm
too.
Teasing.
Everybody's running in 2020. Maybe
well, it's kind of like the mayor's race here in Chicago. Who everybody get in. I don't know. Corey, that would be interesting. We'll just sit back and wait and see. They do need more than three guys running like they had in the last election. So, hey, it's the process, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, Biden, Hillary Clinton, probably Al Gore will jump in the mix. Who knows? I mean, it's going to be fun. So
Will Gore dye his hair? Or will he just come out as the silver fox? I don't know. That's the big
question.
Well, I'm
speaking
worried
about Al Gore, you know, it's Earth Day either today or tomorrow. But we'll probably be hearing a lot
so
more.
So what is he doing? Is he not going to drive, you know, ride in his private jet anywhere? That's his way to contribute to, you know, the less of his carbon footprint.
Who knows? But it's, you know, it's the coldest April in the history of the world this year. So anybody in Chicago can tell you that.
Yeah.
So no one's really talking about this global warming.
Right.
So, hey, earlier in the week, I went to see James O'Keefe speak with the Heartland Institute at their event. And he's with Project Veritas. He's the guy who does these videos. He exposed Acorn and basically put Acorn out of business. He also did a video, and this is what Suzanne Monk's involved with asking for an FBI investigation into our congresswoman in the 9th District, Jan Schakowsky, who her husband might have paid people to riot at the Trump rally back in March of 2016. So James O'Keefe was talking about that at this event the other day, about 250 people there. And it was very interesting. So he's got a lot of stuff going, a lot of who knows what else is going to come out. But we're hoping the FBI investigates this. I don't know how you get the FBI to investigate something, but I know Suzanne Monk's listening too, so maybe she's working on that. So
very good.
So a couple of things. Let me tell you two quick things, because I know you have Carol Davis on the line promoting her.
She'll be calling in a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. But tomorrow I'm going to the Race to Remember. So in 2003, there was a porch collapse in Chicago, and 13 people died. And it was a terrible thing. Since then, they've rebuilt porches all over Chicago. But these were a lot of DePaul students down on Wrightwood in Chicago. So tomorrow at New Trier High School, they're going to have a race to honor the people and to remember them. So that's the Race to Remember. I do that every day. Also, the Crown Women are having the Tax Freedom Day later in the week. So there's if this is how I maintain this reputation of man on the street, because there's always stuff going on in Chicago. You can go to DePaul, Northwestern, University of Chicago. There's so many events, and it's the greatest place if you want to follow politics. And it's just not to mention listening to the Stephanie Trussell show all the time.
Well, not to one-up you, but during the commercial break, I got a text message invite to Hillsdale College, their commencement exercises, which will feature none other than Vice President Mike Pence. And so I'm thinking, oh, let me see. Then when I realized Mike Pence, and I was so happy. It's like this week is the theme of Mike Pence. My pastor was one of the people that was included in that picture on Twitter of Mike Pence talking to faith leaders. And my pastor's like 6'5", so he's in the back and you can see him very well. So I'm thinking maybe I'll go to Hillsdale. I've been eager to go there. We hear so much about Hillsdale College. I would love to brainwash Reagan to go there. And so I've been invited to several things there. And I think this might be the one that I'll have to figure out on my schedule. So I'm just trying to one-up you. I don't think you haven't been invited
exciting.
To.
I took a selfie with Mike Pence 2 years ago. And I asked him if I could take a picture, and he said, absolutely not. I do my own selfies. Give me your phone. So it was a lot of fun having him take a selfie of me.
Oh well, so see, kind of but you didn't take it at Hillsdale College though, so I can one up you. But I don't know. We'll see.
Is that in Michigan? Remind me where that is.
Yes, it's in Michigan. Well, they talk about it all the time, Mark Levin and everyone. It's a small little college, no federal funding, conservative values. It's actually a Christian college. Go teaching traditional values and imagine that in 2018. And so I'm very fortunate to have a local Lyle family that we're close to. Two of their sons, not one, but two. I love the fact that they got two out of two of their children to go there. And so I get invited to all the little things that they have. And so every once in a while I could say yes. And so I'm going to try to everything I can do to get up there. Hopefully it won't conflict with what I've got going. Well, thank you, Mark. As I said, we're going to squeeze Carol in today because like you, she's always got something to talk about. So we look forward to your call next week and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Carol Davis from West Suburban Patriots. And welcome, Carol.
Hi, Stephanie. Great, great show today, as always. Gosh, Ted Dabrowski, awesome guy.
I sent him a text. I said, that was like a college-level course of information there, just talking because nobody's paying attention, Carol, and you're a homeowner. I'm a new homeowner in Illinois. Yep. And it just breaks my heart that your investment could just go down the toilet like that. And the fact that they had to lay off police officers and firefighters, this is very important. Well, let's talk about something that's happening out in the western suburbs. And if Western Suburban Patriots are involved in it, that gives it a thumbs up. It's sanctioned. It's already been vetted. Go there. That's all I can say. So tell everybody what's happening.
Well, this is called the Tax Cuts Work Rally, and it's 1 week from tomorrow on Sunday, April 29th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., in Geneva, Illinois, but they're also going to make a bus stop in Woodstock. So if you go to taxcutswork.com, that's taxcutswork.com, you can find all the information and you need to just sign up there. It's free to go. They're going to have lots of swag. They're going to be handing out goodies. But this, Stephanie, you know, we've got an enthusiasm gap going into the election in November. Yes. And we don't want to wait to 2 weeks before the election to start getting the vote out. And of course, Facebook and Twitter are, you know, shadow banning us, and it's going to get worse as we approach November. So we need to find other ways to educate the voters, light the fire under our voters to get them out. And, you know, early voting for this election is going to start on September 27th. Do you believe it? Election Day is.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
That's bananas. What happened to waiting for that day and you go and you get your sticker and you're so excited, unless you have to travel or something. But now they're encouraging everyone to vote as early as possible. So whatever dirt comes out right before the election, it'll be too late. You've already cast it. You can find out whatever. It is unbelievable what they're doing to our process of electing our leaders. This is just pay attention, especially here in Illinois. So they're taking this to the street, bus tour, saying tax cuts work. Because what do they tell us here in Illinois, Carol? What do you mean tax cuts? How are we going to fund our schools and our roads?
Oh, exactly. So Illinois, you have to really fight extra hard to make those tax cuts work because our local and state government is fighting against the federal every inch of the way. But we want to really educate voters. We've got to inspire them to get out because the Democrats have already announced they're going to take our tax cuts away.
They're going to undo everything
that Trump has tried to do. So people, please don't be complacent. We are in the fight of our lives, and this tax cut rally is a chance to get uninformed people say, come along with us.
Come on. If you don't believe me, come for yourself. Grab somebody, especially grab a Democrat. Bring them on out there and let them know what's going on. So it's West Suburban Patriots. When's your next meeting?
Well, our next meeting isn't until we just had our meeting last Saturday with Ken Cuccinelli. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so our May Patriots Breakfast is on May 12th. And we're going to have a great local author and humorist, Rich Zupik, with us. He's got a new book out. So mark your calendars for that. But boy, I sure hope everyone will come out next Sunday the 29th or catch the one in Woodstock and learn about these wonderful tax cuts. So
I wish I could come, but my niece is turning one. She was born on my dad's birthday. And and I have to go. And it's somewhere far, almost to the Wisconsin border where we're going. So I will be there in spirit, but sometimes family comes first. But it was my pleasure to allow you to advance this, to promote this on the show anything I can do for you, the West Suburban Patriots and Carol Davis, you don't even have to ask me. Just come on and do it. So thank you, Carol. I appreciate the information.
Thanks, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Let's squeeze Art in really quick. Art from Midway. Welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show. You know, let me tell you something, Art. Let me tell you really quick, Art. You know, I listen to liberal color people radio. And every once in a while, they'll say, let's go to Art. And I was just thinking, could it be my Art? I hope he's calling to give him what for. But it's always a different Art. He's a nice guy, too. But I'm like, we need to get more patriots and conservatives listening to liberal radio and calling and challenging the host once in a while. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, this is a Latino conservative leaning ditto head. So.
Okay. Ditto head. Haven't heard that in a while. Okay, you're in good company.
I wanted to comment that if you connect the thing with Starbucks and Rahm Emanuel, these people have no idea. They're going to use the race card because that's
time.
The only card that
that's
they can win.
Up their sleeve.
They
that's
can't
all
win
they can,
on anything else. Right,
exactly. Not principles and values and facts and records or how people. No. Oh, and you know, that's how they used to scare white Republicans. They just played a race card
you know,
and
they
were
in
the corner.
Debates, they need to bring out these numbers from California, Chicago, New York. This is not going to be important when Kamala Harris or Cory Booker run. You know what, Mr. Booker and Mrs. Harris? Let me show you all the statistics that is going wrong with California and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Then you can debate me.
Amen. Thank you very much, Art. That's what I love, informed, fired up people with the good message. I can't wait. This next election cycle is going to be interesting, but we have to win November 1st. 312-591-8900. We come back. I got to talk about some couple bad customer service experiences that I had, and you can always weigh in on the conversation. Back right after this.
With your morning coffee and all day long, listening online keeps you in touch while you work. WLS AM 890.
And we're back. I can't believe it. This is the last segment. 312-591-8900. I got to say something to Tom in Forest Park. He called to comment about the election night coverage. Let me tell you, don't pull me down in that abyss. I only have one negative thing to say about my experience when I was so happy to be included in the primary coverage of the election here in Illinois is that I comb my hair and I put on a little lip rouge and nobody took pictures for our Facebook page. That's the only comment and negative thing I have to say, and I'm just joking about that. I had a great time. At any point did I feel that I was, you know, I just felt like one of the guys. I was happy to be included and hey, it was a great night. And anytime I get to be on during the week, and as a result of that, I've gotten more followers. Go to the Stephanie Trussell page and more interaction with people that suddenly is popping up because they just never heard my name during the week. And so it's so great that I was given that opportunity. But let's talk about customer service. It's such a big thing for me because my first job was in customer service, and so many of my jobs were based on the fact that I had to keep the customer happy. And if you didn't make them happy, you had to figure out a way to get them back as a customer. And so I have a high standard of when I go into a store because I was raised, because I started the job at McDonald's at 15, I was trained by McDonald's. And that when that system is done correctly, as it's been laid out, it's phenomenal. It's great. It's the basis of how I started. Every business that we had, I based it on what I learned at McDonald's. So again, anybody want to question me next time you see me, what are the 7 steps to waiting on a customer? I could do it without any problem because it was what I believed in. So back in January, I went into a store to buy some shoes for my daughter-in-law. It was out at the wonderful mall out there in Aurora, the Premium Outlet Mall. And it has some nicer stuff, nicer higher-end stores, but it has a little bit of everything out there. So I'm in there, and I'm wearing a pair of these ugly shoes that I really don't like, but they're warm. And I'm noticing that all the staff is, they're kind of cloistered in the middle of the store, and they're just chatting. And all the customers are by themselves. And it's one of the stores where the boxes are out with the shoes. But I guess if you need another size, you have to ask them. And I just had some questions and I wasn't sure. And this is what I really want to get this for Shayna. And so I'm sitting in there, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And I realize they're so busy chatting about whatever and they're ignoring all the customers. And that I decided, you know what? This is the Premium Outlet Mall. You're not the only show in town. So I walked literally across the sidewalk, walked into the Coach store, and as I walked in, there was somebody standing there at the door saying, "Welcome to the Coach store," handing me a flyer talking about their sales, and it was a really good sale. It was 50% off clearance, and that's, I'm like, what? What'd you say? That's all you needed to say. And I found a great gift for her, and I was so happy that I came back, and I bought a couple other things for CPAC, actually. I bought some of my patriotic Fearless Tea Party Mamas. I bought some matching scarves, and they were, all had flags and they had stars and stripes on them, and it was perfect. Anyway, that was a great experience. And so, again, when I go in the store, you got to kind of, it's kind of like what they said in the movie Pretty Woman. I need a little bit more sucking up, especially when I'm spending more money than what I normally spend because I'm kind of cheap. And so the other day, I went to downtown Naperville. And I love downtown Naperville. I hate the parking that it's sometimes kind of crazy. But my son works down at the Apple store. I said, oh, I'll go get Zach because I want to go. I have this thing about stationery. Ever since I was a young, in my teens, I love good stationery. And when I would go on a job interview, I would go and buy some really good note cards just to say thank you. I used to go to Marshall Fields and get them. That's just, and I'd handwrite a thank you for interviewing me. That's just my thing. So I have a couple people that I need to send a note to, and I want to make a great impact. I went into this stationery store, and I'm in there a while. When I walked in, I immediately found exactly what I wanted. Yay. This is the impact I want to make. So I'm walking around and just looking at some of the things, and then I realized when I get to the cash register, there's two cashiers, and they just seem to be both so involved with what this woman was doing and the customer in front of me, and she and I were the only two at the register. Instead of somebody saying, hey, you're next, or no problem, I'll be right with you, I'm accustomed when I walk in the store, I want someone to say welcome. And because when I work at the senior center, I try to get everybody's attention before they run past my desk and say welcome or hi or good morning or give them a nod. And so I'm standing in line, and I realized I gave myself a timer. I said, if no one helps me within 2 minutes, I'm just leaving because I work too hard for my money and my husband works really hard for our money. And so I just, unceremoniously walked out of the store and put what I was going to buy back. And I know people say, well, they did that because you're black. Okay, white people don't get bad service. I don't care because I've made decisions like that before. It's got to be because of, I don't care. No, whatever. They did not acknowledge me when I walked into the store, and I wasn't paying attention if they were doing that routinely when other people walked in the store. But I'm thinking, I'm good. I went down on Michigan Avenue today, went to another stationery store. The young woman was the only one in there working. It's a much smaller layout. What can I help you? I was so happy to find what I needed. And I just said, it was okay. I really needed the cards that day. But I said, I'll wait. I'll be downtown to get what I need. And that's what I just noticed. I park and I run in and I really don't pay attention. It is so awesome to be downtown on Michigan Avenue. I remember what it meant for me to get my first job at a 4-star hotel downtown Chicago, and I was on the management team, and it was a big deal, and I used to just take it for granted just coming down here and having access to so many wonderful stores. And so now I'm like, let me spend a little time once in a while, get down here a little bit early after I park and walk around. And and Chicago is, as Rahm Emanuel said when he put on the dog to try to convince Amazon to move here, Rahm said it to the media, Chicago shows well, and it does. It's beautiful, glistening buildings, and I keep thinking, if you can build a building like this, you can build a school that has a higher ACT score than 17 and is not filled with rats and roaches. That's just me. I'm going to always pull it back to politics and why. How can anybody be a Democrat? I'm Stephanie Trussell. Darius and Kim helped me out today. It is such a pleasure. Get out there and enjoy the gunmetal gray skies. At least it's not freezing rain. I'll talk to you next Saturday.